Om Agyana Timirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha.
Many important philosophical points made in this text. The main point that Prabhupada has extracted from here, just like the example is given of extracting fire from firewood, so the most important point extracted from these statements actually forms an elaborate answer to the question that Drishta Prabhu asked me yesterday. Who can remember that question? It's a very interesting philosophical question. You can remember. Good. Very good. Anyone else? Please.
Why this process bhakti is sometimes described as easy and sometimes described as difficult in
Shastra? Right. So that answer has been given in detail in this purport. That it's very difficult to attain to Krishna. Manushyanam sahasreshu kaschid yatati siddhye yatatam api siddhanam kaschin mang veti tatvata. And give the translation. So Krishna says it's very difficult to attain to me. And elsewhere in Gita he says, Bahunam janmanamante gyanavang mang prapaddhite vasudeva sarvamiti samahatma sudurlaba. It's very difficult to find out a great soul who has surrendered to Krishna. That may take many lifetimes to attain to such a stage. But before making either of these statements, Krishna already said, Vitaraga bhayakrodha manmaya mamupashritaha bhavo gyana tapasa putamad bhavamagataha. That being freed of attachment, fear and envy, many, many persons in the past became purified by knowledge of me and thus they came to me. Bhavo, bhavaha means many. Many people have come to me. Many have become pure devotees. So in one place Krishna says Krishna consciousness is very rarely attained. In the other place he says that many, many have attained to it already. So this means many have attained to Krishna consciousness, as Krishna says. But still, compared to the number of karmis, gyanis, yogis, vikarmis, the number of pure devotees is few. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has elaborately analyzed in his teachings to Rupa Goswami. Eta brahmanda bhari ananta jivagan charashi lakha jonite kariye brahman. That filling up this universe and every other universe, there are unlimited living entities who are traveling in 8,400,000 species of life. Tarmadhe manusha jati ati alpata. It says, among the 8,400,000 species, the number of humans is very few. Usually the example I give in India to explain this is, I'll ask, how many people are there living in this city? And they'll say, well, 500,000 or 1 million. Then I'll ask, how many mosquitoes are there in this city? It will be many, many. Everyone knows there's many more mosquitoes than humans. What to speak of mosquitoes? They say in most cities there are more rats than humans. In Denmark there are more pigs than humans. And what to speak of the blades of grass? Everyone is a living being. The germs, amoeba, and so many different planets throughout the universe. So the number of humans is very less. And then Tarmode, Bodh, Pulinda, Shabar, there's the uncivilized. Just like the Buddhists, they're considered uncivilized. Vedna mania bodh hoedo nastik. Those, because they don't follow the Vedas, Buddhists are considered atheists. And actually we see Buddhist countries like China, Thailand, Vietnam, they eat all kinds of most disgusting things, such as liquid dog. They bury a dog in a clay pot and after a few months dig it up. And it's decomposed into a nice black liquid, which they put on their rice. Like we might put ghee, and they put this. So that's just an example. That's enough. No need to make a whole class about it. So then, Pulinda means just like Europeans, hardened meat eaters. Then there's the those who are living in the jungle, the beels. Shabar means hunter class. Hunter class or. Elsewhere, Prabhupada describes as Siberians also. It's understood that those who are born in a country which is very cold and miserable and no facility for growing crops, that's considered a very impious birth. So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went on to describe that civilized life begins with those who follow the Vedic directions. Dharma Deveda Nishtati Alpatad. Then he says, that even those who are following the Vedic directions, most of them, they only do it as a formality. In other words, they're not interested in what is the real goal of the Vedas, but they are very much interested in the fruitive results which can be obtained by following the Vedas. They're called karmanishta. They're very much attached to getting results, fruitive results in this material world. Then, koti karmanishta madde jnani sreshta. Maybe out of 10 million foolish karmis, then you may find someone who's a little bit intelligent, who is interested in understanding what is the nature of life beyond birth and death. But this jnana process, it's very difficult to come to any proper conclusion. The proper conclusion of jnana is that one should become liberated. But koti jnani madde ekjon mukta. But maybe among 10 million such jnanis, you'll find one who's actually liberated. And koti mukta madde durlab ek Krishna bhakta. And even among 10 million liberated souls, even to find one devotee of Krishna may be unusual. So actually bhakti is not very easy to obtain. But by the mercy of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that devotion which may be obtained, bahunam janmanamante, after many lives, he is giving it, take it. To become a devotee, one has to be highly qualified. But seeing no one qualified, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, can you chant Hare Krishna? You can? Okay, that's your qualification. Minimum qualification. Take your chance. This is your chance. Otherwise, you have no other chance. Prabhupada once told a story of one Vaishya family in Calcutta. That during a plague, this man, he was head of one family, he lost all his money. So he went to a friend and asked him for some capital to restart his business. So his friend looked out in the street and there was a dead rat there. He said, that is your capital. Because it was the plague, the municipal corporation in Calcutta, they were giving some few paisa for each rat, dead rat, turned in. So this man took the rat and got his few paisa, and he bought something. That's the system. You buy something wholesale, you go and sell it retail. You make a profit. Simple business principle. So he did that, and somehow or other he got some food for his family. And he kept a little extra money, and he invested that in buying something. Invested means a few paisa again. And anyway, starting like this, he developed one of the most influential, wealthy, and aristocratic families in Calcutta. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's blessings are like that. Someone with minimum qualification. Minimum qualification is you're prepared to open your mouth and say, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. That's the minimum qualification. Okay, take it. Chant, and you'll get everything. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was describing, that he came to Varanasi. And he had something to sell. He was speaking allegorically. In other words, he wanted to give Krishna consciousness. But people there were not very anxious to take it because they were hard-hearted, impersonalists. They thought that Krishna consciousness was very low class. They told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what is this dancing? Dancing? Sannyasis aren't supposed to dance. That's true, sannyasis aren't supposed to dance. According to the Shankaracharya Mayavad Sannyas idea, but Vaishnav sannyasis, Gauriya Vaishnav sannyasis, they're supposed to dance. But the residents of Varanasi, they didn't want to accept it. They were on the path of Jnana Marga. For them, Krishna consciousness was durvigayam, extremely difficult to understand. Because they thought they already knew everything. Brahmasmi aham, I am God, I am Narayana, I already took sannyas, so that means I became God. Mayavadi sannyasis, they address each other, Om Namo Narayana, Om Namo Narayana. Two Mayavadi sannyasis will meet each other. Om Namo Narayana, Om Namo Narayana. How are you today? Got a pain in my back. I've got a pain in my tooth. Okay, see you later, Narayana. What kind of Narayana is that, rascals? They're only imitation. But when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came in their midst and he showed his luster more bright than millions of suns, they understood, oh, he's actually Narayana. He's not bogus imitation like us. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gave the process of Krishna consciousness. He said that I brought a very heavy load and I couldn't find anyone to buy it, so I gave it away for it. So same thing to all of us. We're not qualified. If we think I'm very qualified, I'm very intelligent, it is a great fortune for the Hare Krishna movement that I have joined it, then we can't understand Krishna. Because the process, as I was discussing yesterday, is jnane prayasam udapasya namanta eva, which means... Who can remember? I was describing yesterday. You can remember. Who else? Very important verse. This is a very, very important verse. So important that when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was discussing with Ramananda Rai, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu repeatedly asked Ramananda Rai, what is the purpose of life and how to attain it? Sadhya sadhana tattva. What means, what is the purpose of life and how to attain it? So Ramananda Rai gave so many different answers. Follow the Varnashram system, take sannyas, savadhaman parityaja, abandon all varieties of religion. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, eho bhajya, age koha. This is all external. Speak some more. Say something else. So many suggestions Ramananda Rai gave, but when Ramananda gave this suggestion, jnane prayasam utapasya namanta eva, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, eho hoi, this is correct. So what is it? What is the process of understand? What is the process of attaining the goal of life that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepts above all others? We should all know this. Well, it's a very broad guess, which is not incorrect, but it doesn't. This verse which I'm quoting exactly pinpoints what is the purpose. Okay, jnane. Jnane means, yeah, the path of, this means of the path of trying to understand everything by your own stupid brain. Actually, jnanamarg means applying one's intelligence to the Vedic directions. All this modern psychology and all, this is not jnan. This is, to follow the Vedic directions without taking to the path of Krishna consciousness, that is nonsense. Anything outside of Krishna consciousness is nonsense. Doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense for the eternal spirit soul who is to be happy serving Krishna, doing anything else. Therefore, Krishna himself directly says that anything outside, anything conceived of outside a relationship with me is all nonsense. Ritertam yat pratiyeta na pratiyeta chatmani. Anything conceived of outside a relationship with me has no meaning. So even studying the Vedas without the proper attitude of devotional service, that is also nonsense. But it's not as nonsensical as consulting someone who is completely in the mode of ignorance, who dreams up everything according to his own stupid brain. So anyway, jnane, prayasam. Prayasa means, you know,
endeavor.
That's an advantage of being born in India. These Indian languages, they're mostly all based on Sanskrit, with the exception of Urdu and Tamil, which is also based on Sanskrit, but they've imported a lot of things. And other languages like Naga, they're also not Vedic. Anyway, Manipuri, that northeastern area, it's all mostly jungly bhasha. Anyway, jnane prayasam udapasya. Now see if you can know this word. You know what that means? Udapasya. You won't find that in Hindi.
Worshipping?
No. Means to give up, reject. Udapasya. Okay, next word you can get. Namanta. Yeah, bowing down, becoming humble. Namanta. Eva means certainly. Adding emphasis. So, alright, now you say. Now I've given all the words, now you can say. Jnane, the process of knowledge. Prayasam, the endeavor, such an endeavor. Udapasya, giving up. Namanta, becoming humble. Eva, certainly. So what does this mean? Okay, you say.
One should give up endeavor on the part of speculative knowledge and become humble.
And become humble. That is the beginning. Then next thing, jivanti sanmukharitam bhavadiya varitam. This is a prayer by Lord Brahma to Krishna from Srimad Bhagavatam, quoted by Ramananda Rai. So he says, jivanti, one should live, sanmukharitam, from the mouths of saintly people, devotees. Bhavadiya varitam, hearing about you, news of you, news of Krishna. So not only becoming humble, but we have to hear about Krishna from realized devotees. So important. The whole Bhagavatam we see, questions and answers. Hearing and chanting about Krishna. This is the panacea for all problems. There are so many verses in this regard. In the Bhagavatam itself. Okay, give me one.
Bhagavatam?
Yeah, there are so many. Yeah, that comes to mind immediately. I don't know, I was thinking you were going to say 10.1.4. That's one I was thinking of. Bhavaushadat, Chotra, Manoabhirama, Nivrittatasha. 31, which one is that?
This someone who speaks about Krishna Katha is most well wishes.
Oh, Tavakatam Ritam.
Tavakatam Ritam, Tattva Jivanam.
Those who are suffering, burning in material life. Come on. Tavakatamritam tatya jivanam kavibi irdhya kalmashapaham. Kalmashapaham means destroys all the miseries of material life.
I'm lost in translating, I think.
Yeah, all right. Your brain is here, not here.
Can I translate?
Yeah. There's so many verses in this regard. Bhavoshap, this is the medicine for material life, to hear about Krishna. But you can't do that unless you are Nivritta Trishna. Nivritta Trishna means free from material desires. Free from material desires means at least we have to be desirous of becoming free from material desires. That's why we find that even some people, they come to devotional service, but they find no interest in the Bhagavatam class. Either they don't come, or even if they come, they're just no interest. It means because they're not serious about being freed from the material desires. So if we want to become free from material desires, then by hearing Bhagavatam, we become free from material desires. It's a gradual process. Nashta prayesha badreshu nityang bhagavata seva bhagavatyutama shloke bhakti bhavati naishti. Gradually, you can explain this verse. Tadara jastamo bhava kamala bhadayasche cheta etayana vitang stitang sattve prasidati. By going on, hearing, the effects of the lower modes of material nature become destroyed. We become situated in goodness, we become situated in our constitutional position. We can see who we are. So this is the process. It's very easy. Hear about Krishna. It's an easy thing to do. And chant, use our tongues, chant the names of Krishna. Engage in Krishna's service. It's very easy. But if we have big false ego, then it's not easy. Then we tell people, all you have to do is chant Hare Krishna and dance. And you'll become a perfect self-realized soul. And they will say, yes, but what about this? What about that? Yes, I agree with you about this, but. And whatever you say, they'll always say, but. Yeah, it seems very good, but I think. And they'll go on, I think, all their lives. Then they'll go to see Yamaraj. And they'll say, well, I don't think it's very fair that you're going to throw me into a pot of boiling oil. In my opinion, this is not very proper. So Yamaraj will say, well, sorry, your opinion doesn't matter. You had your human form of life and you had your opinion all that time. You had the chance. My opinion, I think this, I think that. Now you don't have a chance to have any opinion. Now you'll become a cat, a dog, a buffalo. You misuse your human intelligence. So the real use of human intelligence is to surrender that at the lotus feet of Krishna. Bhajahure mana srinandanandana abhayacharana rubindure. That is the proper use of intelligence. And if we do that, then we can very easily understand Krishna. And if we don't, we won't understand Krishna. We can bring big books. How to be a nice person. Big book. How to manage. Big books. How to be friends with everybody. Not possible. Unless one follows the process of devotional service, you can't have any good qualities. So-called good qualities conceived of without a relationship to Krishna are simply on the mental platform. Harava bhaktasya kato mahan guna manoratena siti dhavato mahi. That is the version of Bhagavatam. If one is not a devotee of Krishna, he cannot have any good qualities. He may have something, apparent morality or something like this. But that's not a proper quality. That is not mahaguna. That is some temporary manifestation. Those who are materialists, sense enjoyers, their morality, their ideals, all of it is all simply for sense gratification. Don't lie, don't steal. So these are good things, no doubt. But their idea is that you'll be a good, honest sense enjoyer and you can enjoy this material world in a very moral way. So generally we also say, don't lie, don't steal. But our real standard, the actual moral standard, is how Krishna is satisfied. And to satisfy Krishna, this highest principle, we may sometimes go against the morals of the material world. Just like I've lied hundreds of times in Krishna's service, and I'll do it again. When I go into Bangladesh, Muslim country, dressed in kami clothes, they say, what have you come for? Tourism. Of course I do tour, but it's not exactly what they think of tourism. We see that Prabhupada, he stole the deity of Radha Landanishwara. Maybe you all know that story. It's a well-known story in our movement. So the worldly moralists, they might think, well, this is not very good. It is very, very good. But they can't understand because they're on a different platform, material platform. So Krishna consciousness is It is a completely different platform. It just means an adjustment of consciousness. How can I satisfy Krishna? And if we have that consciousness, then Krishna becomes very easy to understand. But as long as we are thinking how I can satisfy my senses, then Krishna consciousness is impossible to understand. Even if we perform many austerities, study many books, even if we become very moral, even if we become very nice, even if people praise us and say he's a very good person, all these things, none of them can give us Krishna. Krishna can be attained. Keval bhakti vash chaitanya goshai. Dhane jane pandite krishnere nahi pai. Keval bhakti vash chaitanya goshai. Just by aristocratic birth, by money, by learning, it's not possible to get Krishna. But by devotional service, Krishna becomes under our control. Sthane stita shuti gatang tanuvang manobhir iprayasam jita jita apitais trilokyam. That if we simply go on with this process of hearing and chanting about Krishna, dedicating ourselves to him, mind, body and words, then Krishna, who is ajit, who cannot be conquered, who cannot be brought under control by simply studying according to our brain power, he becomes conquered by the love of the devotee. Means he agrees to become controlled. And that requires very high standard of surrender to Krishna. Hare Krishna. Any question, please?
Nisha also mentioned that in order to hear, the qualification one requires is the purification of heart.
Mm.
But at the same time, the process of purifying the heart is shravanam. So...